We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
IB Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Irish Breakdown Podcast. I am Brian Driscoll. That is Sean Davis, and we are here to talk about the Notre Dame jersey scrimmage. Before we get started, folks, like my guy Homer TD says, hit that like button. Everybody, we are rocking and rolling. Sean, as you can tell, I'm a little fired up today because we got to see some real football, man. We got to see some real football today inside Notre Dame Stadium. Huge shout out. I'm very critical of Notre Dame sports information at times about the access and things like that. But, man, they gave us access to the – if they said to me, Brian, what's one – you can only be at one practice, one, and we're going to let you see the whole thing, what would it be? And it would be today. So huge shout out to Notre Dame for allowing us to be at today's practice. I'm fired up. We got to see a lot today, Sean. And, you know, we're going to dive into just overall thoughts. We'll talk defense. We'll talk offense. But first, big picture, man, just with everything that's been going on in our lives and everything and just all this different stuff, my man, it was just good to be in the stadium watching some football today, man. We needed it, and it was just good. Great to see this football team out there competing and battling, and we're going to have a lot to say about what they did. But it just, yeah, first and foremost, it was a blessing to be out there, and I'm very happy we got to see what we saw today.
Absolutely. It was a great time to be out there and to watch this team. We felt like this team had a lot of hope connected to it, and that was kind of manifested right in front of our eyes today on both sides of the football. And this is just the beginning, right? This is the spring. You know, I expect the team to take another step forward in the fall when we see them. So it's a lot for Notre Dame fans to be extremely excited about today.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Practice 11. Today was practice 11 of 15. Of course, the 15th is the blue gold game. That counts as one of the 15 practices. So it was, we got a chance to see a lot, Sean. In the format for today, Sean and I will dive into section one. We'll talk about what we just kind of saw big picture, what we thought of the competition today. Obviously, Marcus Freeman said that the defense won the scrimmage. We would agree with that assessment. But there was a lot to like in both phases of the game. We'll dive into that, just overall what we thought of the team. Then we'll talk about the defense, which when you win the day the way that they did, you deserve to go first. And then we'll wrap up with the offense. And I'm just going to warn some of y'all now, if you are someone that gets easily triggered by criticism of number 18 on offense, you're probably not going to want to tune in for the last section of the practice, of the report, because you're going to get triggered constantly during that period of time. But overall, Sean, just want to talk about this football team, man. We'll get into specifics of what the defense did and specifics of the offense and individual players and coaching and those type of things. But there just were some things that really stood out today. And the first thing that I want to talk about is just, you know, we've talked about this more and more each year, but this team just keeps getting more and more and more athletic. And as we're sitting there today and we're just watching the playmakers, like, you know, defense won the day. They had the better day. Two huge plays, just a lot of good things. But, man, the offense had a lot of guys making plays too today. And you just see this, Sean. It's athleticism and playmakers. That's the thing that you had said to me as we're walking out, like, man, there's just a lot of guys making plays out there today. This is just a really athletic football team and a football team that has playmakers, a running back, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, D-line, linebacker, corner, safety. I mean, there's legitimate playmakers all over the place, Sean. And that's the first thing that really stuck out to me when I'm watching this football team go through their work today.
Absolutely. Playmakers all over the field. And what stood out to me as well, I said this is a much better product for us to watch than it was the previous two springs. Like, that stands out. And for me, that translates to kids that are coming on official visits, whether they're sophomores or juniors, they're watching a better product. And it's a more inviting product to say, I can see myself in that guy. I can see myself in that guy. Or I can see myself the way they use that particular player. So now your recruiting takes a step forward. Look, you know, we're going to talk about the quarterback and what took place today. And ladies and gentlemen, it is one practice.
Right.
It's one practice. So we're talking about one practice, and you still will get triggered by some of the things.
Good and bad.
That are going to
because somebody killed. That we're going to talk about today is going to Heisman Trophy for the freshman. You know what I mean? Like, it's one practice.
Exactly. But with that being said, look, 5 minutes into the practice, I'm like, wait a minute. That's like four receivers they've already hit. Four different receivers. Like, I haven't seen this before. They didn't even target the tight end probably until like the second or third series.
Right.
You know, and that was something that, and then the changing in formations and then the motions and, you know, groups come. We saw 11, we saw 12, we saw 21. I think we saw a little bit of 22. I think one time down by the goal line, it might have been in 22. So it's a lot to be excited about. But the overall theme is this is a very athletic and a very talented team, much more talented than I would probably say we would have to go back to the last playoff team. Maybe to see this amount of talent on both sides of the football.
Oh, I think you'd have to go back to the first playoff team, honestly. Yeah. I think you'd have to go back to the first playoff team when you look at just kind of playmakers all over the place, at skill positions, lines, defensively, return game, all those type of things. I think you'd have to go back to the 18 team. Mm-hmm. And there's some areas where this team, at least athletically, is better than that team. Now, are they going to be as good of a team? I don't know. That remains to be seen. It's April 13th, and they're not even to practice 15 yet, right? So we're not going to do the whole getting too carried away thing just yet. But I'll be honest with you, Sean, on the drive home, it was hard for me to not get a little bit worked up about it, you know, and because of what we saw. The other thing I like too, Sean, this was a very competitive practice. And look, defense won the jersey scrimmage. Marcus Freeman talked about that. Even if you didn't have the two pick sixes, even if they were just interceptions or third down pass breakups, the defense still won the day. They had more wins, in my opinion, than the offense. But what I liked about today, Sean, is that it wasn't just the defense went out and dominated. And a lot of people say, we know defense always wins these type of things. And I'm like, well, not really, because the defense didn't win the last two jersey scrimmages that Marcus Freeman was a part of. So it's not really something that you always see from the defense. But what I liked, however, is I've always said this, when one side of the ball dominates, that's not really good for your football team, because it means the other side struggled. And we didn't see that today. Yes, the defense won. And there were stretches where they were really good, but there was also some stretches where the offense was moving the ball a little bit. And if you don't make this one mistake or that one mistake, you can put that thing in the end zone. And then once the offense got going, I mean, they scored, what, 3 out of 4 drives at one point in time. And so I would be wondering how they do the scoring, because I could have seen a scenario where if Angeli would have led them on a touchdown drive at the end of that thing instead of throwing that pick, would the offense have won the scrimmage? So the point being, it was really competitive. There was a battle both ways. It was a physical practice. And you just kind of liked how they went back and forth today. And that's something that stood out to me, too. It wasn't just one side overwhelmed the other. Both sides of the ball today had some really good moments, and that's exciting to see. Because like you said to me, Sean, you said, look, here's one thing I'll say. We know this defense is going to be good. Mm-hmm. So to watch the offense do some things they did was encouraging, because that ultimately, and we'll get into it specifics of the offense, but ultimately that's going to be the side of the ball that determines how good this football team is. So to see that back and forth today in practice 11 was a good sign.
And I know everyone is seeing on social media and hearing the reports about the pick sixes. Let's put that in context a little bit. Both pick sixes came after the offense. I'll give one example. One of the first pick six, the offense started on the 5-yard line and moved the ball all the way down to about the 23-yard line.
Yeah, it was a 70-yard.
Yeah, it's a 70-yard pick six. So like you're talking about, this was against the number one defense.
Right.
They started off inside the 5. They moved the ball all the way down. And this goes back to what we talked about, and I'm sure we're going to dig into it. You know what I love about this offense and them facing this defense consistently? It's not too many defenses they're going to see all year that are better.
There's not one in the regular season.
Yes.
And with all due respect,
this offense, which you'll get into when we talk about the quarterbacks a little more, creates big play opportunities to score points. This offense isn't trying to go on consistent 8, 9, 10 play drives.
Right.
Like, they can do that. They could have done that today if the right read post snap had been made on it. There you go.
They weren't running other than the goal line. They weren't running a lot of the read zone stuff,
right?
Other than near the goal line, and right. You don't have your starting quarterback didn't play today either. Let's not forget that either. Mm-hmm. Your starting quarterback didn't play. Jaden Harrison didn't play. Jaden Thomas didn't play. Mitchell Evans didn't play. Those are some. Bo Collins wasn't there. There's some dudes left to kind of be added to this offensive football team, and so you start to get excited about it. Because you say to yourself, if they can move the ball against this defense, this team's going to be pretty good. But that's actually something that kind of excites me, Sean, because here's something that you got to be impressed with Mike Mickens and the job he's done the last 2 years, getting those corners to play the way they were, despite on a daily basis going against relatively poorly coached receiving corps that at times struggled with really having top level talent. Mm-hmm. And so they're getting pushed a lot more this spring. The offense is always getting pushed by this defense, you know, but you're seeing an offensive line that's pretty big and battling against the defensive line, and a defensive line that's battling against the offensive line. You're seeing linebackers and running backs going toe to toe and pass, you know, pick up. And again, I just go back to this is the of the Marcus Freeman tenure. This is the team that I look at that says both sides are pushing the other more than we've seen in past years. There were spots where the offense was pushing the defense. I mean, 2022, that offensive line was giving the defense work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But last year, you know, a tackle maybe, you know what I mean? But like, you know, that's kind of what you're seeing, Sean, is and it's a group of quarterbacks that as a whole is a little bit more mobile than last year's quarterbacks.
Yes.
And, you know, defensively, you're seeing you're seeing the youth of the Marcus Freeman recruiting efforts and Chad Bowden recruiting efforts are starting to now really take hold. You're seeing a lot more of the sophomore class, you know, the freshman class even coming in today. And those are the things that get me excited about this football team, Sean. And because, again, what does today's practice mean? Big picture, the result of today's practice, the only impact it has on this football team is who wears the blue jerseys for the rest of the spring. That's it, right? It has no impact on, well, they're going to win a national championship because of this one practice and the result of this one practice. But this one practice is indicative of something greater, and that's what has me excited, right? It's like if the D-line would have had a bad day, does it mean the defensive line isn't going to be good? No, because we've seen this group be really good. If, you know, let's just say, I'm trying to think of a guy, if Xavier Watts got beat for a couple touchdowns today, does that mean Xavier Watts isn't going to be an All-American again in the fall? No, it doesn't, because we know what he can do, right? So, I mean, you have to take the results of the practice, the specific results of who completed this and who threw that and who made this play. That doesn't matter as much to me. Big picture, it's confirmation of things we have seen. And we'll talk a lot about Jaden Greathouse. Him playing well today doesn't make me think he's going to be a star. Him doing this on top of everything we've seen this spring and what I've heard is confirmation of the fact that I think he's got a chance to be a star. Does that make sense? And so when I look at this football team, it's like, okay, we're confirming things that we thought about this team. It's not a confirmation bias. It's here's what I think. Now I'm open to see if it's real or not. And in some areas, it's like, you know what? What I think is real, and in other areas, you're like, this is still a work in progress. Because, you know, Sean Stiers had an article at Irish Breakdown, and the title was, you know, Notre Dame is still a work in progress following the jersey scrimmage. And it's absolutely correct. This team is still a work in progress because this is practice 11, right? This is practice 11. Now, what I like about it is this is the most intense practice of the entire spring, including the blue gold game, because there's a lot more at stake. There's a lot more, like I said, on the line. There's a lot more hitting. I mean, they were full tackling today. Yeah. I mean, they tackled more today than Ohio State did in their spring game. I mean, you know, so it was a legitimately competitive practice. And I'll just be honest, the whistles weren't nearly as, you know, quick for the quarterbacks today as we've seen in the past either. Like, they were letting them actually bang, they were actually waiting on, like, contact a lot of times before they'd blow that whistle. Now, that meant a couple times I actually thought there would have been sacks if they didn't blow the whistle and they let the play go out, which is actually smart. Marcus Freeman talked about this. You know, they just blow the whistle dead because there might have been a backside tag from Boubacar Traore on somebody. Let the quarterback run around and make a play because you know you know, going back and looking at it, that defensively you had that one down. But, you know, this gives the offense a chance to go make a play. So just overall, Sean, love the athleticism of this football team from what we saw today. That translates no matter what the execution was today. That'll translate. Playmakers all around. Incredibly competitive practice. And you're just starting to see this team look more and more and more like what we think Marcus Freeman wants it to be, which is a long, athletic football team with a lot of swagger. Players that have attitudes, and not attitudes like, but like, hey, I'm a pretty good football player. I know it, and I'm going to go show everyone that I'm a good football player. You're seeing more of that from the transfers, from the young guys he's recruited, just overall, and it's infectious because and we also saw today a lot of depth at most positions. There's some where it's not. I broke that down last week, but you're seeing, you know, man, like you think about all the receivers they're missing today, and you're like, the first two receiving groups were still pretty good, you know, and they didn't have Kedron Young today. Mm-hmm. You know, Jabron Payne didn't play a ton, but you're still like, dude, they're loaded at running back.
Mm-hmm.
No Mitchell Evans today, but you're like, man, you know, a lot of people would love to have Cooper Flanagan and Eli Raritan as their 1-2 punch at tight end. So just really like the depth we're seeing from this football team too. At most positions, there's a couple that are a little bit, you know, we'll see. But just love the competitiveness of this practice.
Wouldn't you say, since we're talking about the overall thing before we get into the specifics, what we saw today was punch, counterpunch, consistently, the entire practice. And when I say that, I'm talking about chunk play, negative play.
Mm-hmm.
Negative play, chunk play. It was actually amazing to watch. Like the offense get backed up to like second and 13 and come right back with two straight plays. And then to have a fourth and three and the defense respond and get a turnover on downs. And then the offense comes right back out and hits another chunk play. Like you're starting to see the culture of this team. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lot of people out there that owe Marcus Freeman an apology. When he came before you all and said, we're not the team, we're not the offense that I envision. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, I don't believe him. All he wants to do is run the ball and play close, low scoring games. All right. You're about to see a team that looks totally different than his first 2 years as the head coach. He told you, he was being honest. This is not what I envision offensively.
Right.
Now you're about to see his vision come into fruition. In my opinion, in this third year, because we've seen it all spring.
Yes. I Sean, you hit something really well. I love the counter-punching aspect. Like you'd get a tackle. I'm getting ready to pull up the play-by-play that I did that I was tracking from today's practice. And you kind of hit it. Like there was a couple third nines where the offense converts and you're just like, man, they battle back from that mistake, you know, and come out and make a big play. And those are things you like to see, man. It's where you got and we saw it on both sides too. Like the one drive you were talking about, Notre Dame starts inside their own five, get a couple short runs to move, you know, to get out a little bit. Then they hit a little snag concept to Cooper Flanagan to get themselves a first down. Next thing you know, Jaden Greathouse, big play, inside zone on first and 10 for 5 yards. They're driving, things are going good. Boom, pick six. Right. So that counter punching thing was there, and you absolutely nailed that. I mean, it gets you kind of fired up about what this team can be. I mean, we saw it with the touchdown drive that CJ Carr had, where the drive starts off, CJ gets sacked, Drake Bowen comes off the edge, sacks CJ, they get into a long down and distance situation, he moves around, you know, gets pressured, but he hits Cam Williams for a big play touchdown on the very next play. Right. Like that's what you saw today, both ways. I think that's a great observation, Sean, is that's that counter punching thing is what you like to see. Another example where the defense had it. This was a drive where Steve Angeli's in the game. You know, he hits a completion for 14 yards, a completion for 10 yards. It's a completion for 12 yards. Then it's sack, incomplete pass. You go for a field goal attempt. Miss it. You know, it was that counterpunch that we saw from both teams was fun to watch. It really was. And that's what you need to be, because as you said very early on, if this team is going to be what Notre Dame fans want it to be, it has to be more of a both sides dominating, because otherwise we're going to get into the season and the defense is going to be great for 10 games, like every other great defense. But they're going to have a game or two, one where they're not that good and one where they're solid but not great. You know, and I'm thinking to last year's Louisville and Clemson games in this instance. The year before, you know, the USC game and, you know, a couple – I don't care who you are, that's going to happen. The thing that's killed Notre Dame in the past is when those things happened, they were going to lose because their offense couldn't pick them up and carry them.
Exactly.
That's what's been missing at Notre Dame. Now, there's a long way to go to get to that point offensively, but today was the most encouraged I've been about can you get to that point. And, you know, we're going to see how that goes. We're going to talk about the defense first, but before we do that, folks, do me a favor. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. I put a big intel drop last night, Sean, on the message board about the team. Have my full recap of practice. It was like about 2,700 words. Recap of practice is on the message board, too. I'll eventually publish it later on the main website, but this is why you need to be on the message board, folks, because people in the chat will tell you that intel piece last night has people fired up. And this is what I've been getting from all my sources. I have another one coming up after the spring, but there was some stuff, Sean, that was just too juicy not to put up right now, man. I had to get it up. And you can find that only if you're a premium member at boards.irishbreakdown.com.